It's a really hard thing to leave something you love so much.
Principal Dawn Riggi has spent almost half her life at the school, first attending the former Mount St. Mary Academy Elementary School, then graduating from the high school in 1971. As an educator, Riggi was appointed dean of students at the high school and in 2001 was named principal.
The legacy, if it's from me, it's from a lot of people. We had a wonderful team who worked very hard to grow Mount St. Mary Academy from the roots of what the sisters gave us, to have a school that is a safe, whole, healthy place for young women to grow up. We are dedicated for those girls to be able to be fully educated, to be have their hearts, souls, minds, and bodies that we're caring for and helping to nurture, to be young women in the future who will care about the world.
When nearby Holy Angels Academy in Buffalo closed in 2013, 96 of the more than 200 students headed to Mount St. Mary's. It was a chance for Riggi to strengthen the school's enrollment. Now they have more than 300 students.
We draw from just literally everywhere, from the South Towns all the way up to the North Towns into Clarence, just the whole geographic area we encompass these days.
How have you been able to maintain the population and keep it robust here so you're not on the ever the edge of closing or having those problems?
Well, I think that we constantly look for new curriculum, new program, new ideas. We have that marching band. It's the only all-girl marching band in the whole state. We have a wonderful award-winning business entrepreneurship program where our girls have traveled literally from coast to coast in this country. I just came back from Los Angeles with them on a wonderful opportunity they had. And they've traveled all over the world from the Ukraine to Singapore, and they're heading for Africa in the near future, they hope.
Among accomplishments during Riggi's leadership, 22 athletic teams, fine arts, and music programs.
For parents who are worried about college, and that's a very real cost worry. One of the things I would tell them is that when you invest in a private education, you're investing also in the college education. Our girls earn a substantial amount of college dollars, and I think our class now is up close to $6 or $7 million in scholarships. That's significantly more than a public school can do.
The Board of Trustees will conduct a national search, hoping to select a new leader by the start of classes this fall, but Riggi has pledged to stay on until a new principal is in place.
I think that the next principal needs to really understand the mission and the vision of this school. And if you hold to that, we'll keep going in the same direction. And the next person may have some wonderful ideas to lead us to even better places.
What has been the biggest challenge for you in, let's say, the last decade?
The biggest challenge, it's often finding the dollars to afford a private education. We would be crammed to the gun walls if we had more scholarship and financial aid dollars. That's one challenge. I think the challenge of just the environment, the world we live in, and social media have had such an impact on education in schools. You used to have a little bit more privacy for girls, but now anything and everything is posted on social media, and they're just sometimes young enough not to understand the ramifications of that, and that it can follow them, it can hurt others.
Mm-hmm. What happens here in a private Catholic school when it comes to the mental health and well-being of your students?
Mm-hmm. I think being in a small private school, it's more quickly noticed and seen, which is key, because you want to intervene in those kinds of issues early on. You don't want something to get entrenched. And mental health issues have been growing in this country, especially in the teenage population. And having somebody who knows the girls, sees them, can pick up when there's something just not right in their behavior, we can communicate with parents, we can communicate with mental health officials if we need them, we can kind of nip it in the bud, and if a problem is found, we can work with whoever is handling it in the outside world so that it's a seamless attack of the issue.
Riggi will be turning 65 this year and says it's time to retire and spend more time with family. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.